evening, everyone. We'll open the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors' regular scheduled meeting. If everyone would please stand and join Director Porter in the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I please have a roll call?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show all members are present.
Thank you very much. I would like to open the floor to public comments. If we have anyone in the audience or online that would like to make a 3-minute public comment for anything that is not agendized, please let yourself be known.
There are no hands raised at this time.
Okay. All right, seeing none in-house, we will close public comment and move to the consent calendar.
Make a motion to approve consent calendar.
Second.
Can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Porter?
Aye.
Director Coteau?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Graham?
Aye.
President Callahan?
Aye. Thank you. We will move now to area agency reports. And since we have Sheriff here, we'll offer Sheriff first. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Board of Directors. I first would like to apologize for the stats that were printed out for tonight. My regular analyst is not in this week, so I had to make do and put together the report best I could. For the month of April, we had a little over 400 calls for service for the town of Discovery Bay. Produced about 46 police reports. There's only one report that I'd like to talk about tonight, and that's only because of a growing trend that I've been seeing, and it relates to individuals that will go to their financial institution, like their bank, withdraw large sums of money. This particular report was generated, I apologize. It occurred on March 11th, and the 3300 block of Bixler is where it occurred. However, the victim resides elsewhere here in Discovery Bay. She had stopped at the bank to withdraw a large sum of money for a purchase that she was making in another town, and then proceeded to drive home. She stopped at the post office to make a quick errand, and her vehicle was broken into, and the money that she had withdrawn was stolen. So it's just a really good reminder for folks that if you know you are going to do that sort of activity, to be mindful, because suspects will prey on people that stop a bank to withdraw money, and then they'll follow them. Oftentimes it results in robbery or something more violent. So fortunately, in this particular case, that did not occur. But obviously, loss of a large amount of money is still, you know, concerning. That's all I have for the month of March, unless the board has any particular case that they'd like to ask questions about. But I would like to take an opportunity to circle back on a couple of previous cases, actually from last year, that we developed some leads on. So there were two reports for the Discovery Bay area. Both actually were in, like I said, 2023, so last year. One of them was a residential burglary, and the other one was a grand theft from Safeway. Based on the deputies who responded and handled these calls for service and their diligent effort to attempt to collect DNA, the DNA was sent to the crime lab, and based on the DNA evidence that was submitted, we were actually able to get a lead based on a DNA profile that was established. So our investigations units, the unit is working on some leads with both of those cases, so hopefully we can resolve those. So it's just really good work from my folks, and you know, theft from Safeway was alcohol. The suspect had left a screwdriver behind. So even in a case like that, we can get DNA and, you know, turn it into a workable case. So that was exciting. And then just lastly, I'd just like to remind everybody that the drug take back event is at the end of this month, April 28th, 27th, I believe. So that's coming up quick. So, and I appreciate the town for posting that on the website. So hopefully we get a good turnout for that. And that's all I have for tonight.
Thank you.
How is everything at Safeway going? Are they still having a lot of people in and out?
The calls for service has decreased. And I think I've mentioned this in the past, that part of it is in part to Safeway as a whole, as a corporation, has reduced how often they call to report crimes. Mm-hmm. That could be, you know, have an impact on the number of cases that we're seeing, but by and large, it's gone down. So I'm hoping that that's just simply because they've stopped stealing. I have actually brought a reserve on to do some extra patrol in the last couple of weeks, and one of the target areas I asked him to focus on was that parking lot, just to do some visible, you know, just either walk through the stores or just be visible in the parking lot as a deterrent. And so hopefully that has had an impact on the low call volume. So.
Great. Do you feel that the 400 calls, you said there was 400 calls last month for just everything, is that a lot, or is it, you do feel that's going down? Or?
No, it's pretty average. And just as a side note on the report that I provided you, the 400 calls for service also includes the CSO that goes out and does vehicle abatement every time he stops and, you know, places a notice on a vehicle that generates a call for service. Or a traffic stop, or it could be a wide variety of things. So 400 for a town this size is not too bad.
Yeah, I just imagine it's 400 people calling.
No, and it could be, you know, a combination of that or alarm calls. We do get a lot of alarm calls, especially on a day like today where it's windy. Mm-hmm. We may get.
And that generates a call.
Correct. Yeah. So that could contribute to the number. So I would say 400 is about.
And just out of curiosity, on the bank scenario that you talked about, did they actually break into the car at the post office?
They did.
Does that now involve now the postmaster, now that it was done on post office property, or is it still under your jurisdiction?
It's still under our jurisdiction, okay. Because there wasn't a direct nexus to the post office,
okay.
Other than just merely the property. That's something that we would handle.
That was just curiosity. I was
sure,
just wondering.
That's a great question. Now, if it was the postmaster that was followed somewhere,
for sure.
Even if it was off-site, we would include them.
But okay.
Not in this case. We were able to show that it stemmed from
here. Okay.
The bank to there.
Yeah, being followed and being targeted, really.
Very good. Any other questions to the board? No? Good. Thank you so much for your report.
Thank you.
Do we have any other agencies online?
No, we do not.
Okay. Any public comment? All right, hearing none, we will move on. Thank you very much. There's nothing for municipal advisory?
No.
No presentations?
No.
Okay. We have the discussion of possible action.
Yes, we're going to be pulling that item this evening. Another development came this morning, so we would like to research that development, and then we'll bring it back at a later date.
Sounds good.
We informed the Water and Wastewater Committee, and so they might give you that update in their report.
Okay, thank you very much. No manager's report, no GM report?
Not tonight, thank you.
Anything in the standing committees, finance committee?
Go for it.
No,
go
ahead.
You go for it.
Today we talked about looking at the assessment process and the many different names that comes under, and we made the decision that the timing isn't right to bring it to the board, so that will be coming at a later date. And then we went through financials through February.
Thank you. And then Water and Wastewater had a meeting. Was there anything reportable out of there?
Exactly what you just heard.
Perfect.
Actually, there was also an update on
Newport
development, and the transaction has been completed between us and the developer, so that ditch now belongs to them. We have no liability or responsibility for maintaining it. It's on them. And there was one other thing. Oh, and the filter update is just that there's been some complications with hooking the new line to the new filter, just because of location of utilities. And so it's probably been pushed off to the end of April before that actual filter project will be completed and our plant will be back to normal.
Nice. Very good. Okay. Let's move to anything out of any of the regional reports that are interesting that need to be brought to the table? No? Correspondence? Do we have anything from legal?
Nothing from legal.
Great. Would the board like to suggest any future agenda items? Okay. So we do have a closed session this evening. Legal, if you'd like to assist us in going into closed session.
Sure. So the town discovery bay will adjourn the closed session to address the item listed on the agenda as P1.
And do we expect any reportable items? Will there be any need for public if they would like to hang around to adjourn?
The public has an opportunity to comment if they'd like to comment prior to us going into public for a closed session, but I don't anticipate any reportable action.
Okay.
If there is, it will be noted in the, it will be announced and noted to the minutes.
Perfect, thank you. Is there any public comment before we go into closed session? Yes, please.
But is that the property on the corner you guys are going to discuss?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Across the street from the community center.
Not the shopping center, but the one.
Correct.
Corner, okay.
Correct.
Okay.
That was it, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well then we will adjourn to, we will now enter closed session and we will come out of closed session and adjourn the meeting. Legal, if you wouldn't mind, please bring us back into open session.
Sure. The town discovery bay will reconvene into open session. All members are present during the entirety of the closed session. There's no reportable action.
Great. Thank you very much. And with that, we will adjourn the meeting at 7:50.